To see everybody in person.
Good to see you, yes. Okay, with that, we did call the meeting to order and we introduced people. And we were just talking briefly with David and John about the devastating fires, our police and our firefighters, and all the victims. Our prayers and our thoughts with everybody. I hope to be safe. It's terrible to hear about 24 deaths, and all the destruction, but that's why some of our people are here today with injuries. We have to respond and do the job. So our prayers are with everybody, and the best to all. With that, we have, and please speak up so we can record and identify yourselves, and we'll go from there. So with that, orders of the day, there's none. Wave sunshine, there's none. And with that, we'll go to the consent calendar. Everybody have a chance to read it. I'll entertain a motion to approve the consent calendar.
So moved.
There's a motion by Dave Woosley, trustee, a second by Santos. All in favor? All opposed? That carries. Thank you. Now we'll go into any public comments before we get started. Anybody, any announcements? Anybody, anything? All right, thank you. Application for a change of status to a service connected disability retirement. Boris Fernandez, fire engineer, San Jose Fire Department, request for a change of status to a service connected disability retirement effective January 29th, 2023, 29.4 years of service. And I want to go ahead and say, run, Forrest, run. No. Amy, go right ahead, please.
The applicant's name is Forrest Fernandez. His classification is fire engineer. His attorney is Ian Leslie. His application is for a change of status to a service-connected disability retirement. The body parts listed on his application are neck, shoulders, wrists, low back, right hip, both knees, and left ankle. His disability retirement application was received November 22, 2022. His current work status is service retirement effective January 29, 2023. His date of separation is January 28, 2023. His status at time of application was leave of absence. His status at time of separation was total temporary disability. Regarding permanent work restrictions, there's a long list, so I'll read the first few for the record. Neck. No climbing and balancing, such as on ladders, no reaching overhead with the right arm, and no heavy pushing and pulling. For back, no prolonged standing greater than 10 minutes, no prolonged walking on uneven surfaces, and no prolonged sitting. Left shoulder, no climbing or balancing, particularly on ladders, no reaching above shoulder height, and no heavy repetitive pushing and pulling. The department could not accommodate the restrictions.
Thank you. And my fault, is Forrest here?
I believe he was planning to attend via Zoom.
He's on. He's muted.
Forrest, you're muted. Can you hear us?
There, can you hear me now, sir?
Yes, sir. We got you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Russ Raketa, go right ahead, please.
Hi. The advisory committee panel recommends to the committee that it grant Mr. Fernandez's application. The panel noted his many, many years of service to the city. The panel focused on the relevant date of January 2023 and noticed that Mr. Fernandez was on total temporary disability at that time. As Amy has just so ably summarized, with respect to each of the body parts in issue, there are significant permanent work restrictions that the department cannot accommodate, and accordingly, the conclusion of incapacity is very appropriate. That leaves, of course, only the issue of service connection. And with respect to the many body parts at issue, the panel thinks that service connection is appropriate due to the specific traumatic incidents that occurred on the job, including resulting in surgery to Mr. Fernandez's left shoulder and left knee. With respect to the right hip, it was an aggravation conclusion that seems appropriate. The medical records indicate that Mr. Fernandez had a tendency to developing osteoarthritis in his right hip, but that the heavy work and specific incidents that occurred during his long career with the department aggravated the development of right hip osteoarthritis. So in conclusion, the panel advocates that the panel adopt as its recommendation the approval of this application.
Thank you, Russ. Mr. Fernandez, would you like to address us before we make a decision?
No, sir. I'd just like to thank you guys for the committee for their time, and I appreciate all you guys do.
Thank you. Trustee Woolsey.
I move to recommend an approval.
Okay. There's a motion by Trustee Woolsey to grant a service-connected disability. There's a second by Santos. All in favor?
Aye.
That carries. Fire Engineer Fernandez, you can either attend, but this will be on the consent calendar. So with that, anything you'd like to add?
No, that would be it. Like I said, thank you again for your time. I appreciate it.
Well, the best to you, and thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Next, we have Roberto M. Garcia, Jr., Fire Engineer, San Jose Fire Department. Request for a change of status to a service-connected disability effective January 23, 2021, for 29.24 years of service. Mr. Garcia here.
Yes, I'm present.
Welcome. With that, we'll go to Amy.
The applicant's name is Roberto M. Garcia. His classification is Fire Engineer. His attorney is Ian Leslie. His application is for a change of status to a service-connected disability retirement. The body parts listed on his application are neck, back, right shoulder, right knee, and left knee. His current work status is service retirement effective January 23rd, 2021. His date of separation is January 22nd, 2021. His status at time of application was service retirement effective January 23rd, 2021. His status at time of separation was total temporary disability. Regarding permanent work restrictions, there's a long list, so I'll read the first few for the record. For neck, no twisting or rotating of the neck, no repetitive bending of the neck, and no wearing of heavy gear such as helmet and PPE. For back, no prolonged sitting, no crouching, and no crawling. Right shoulder, no reaching at or above shoulder height repetitively, no heavy pushing or pulling greater than 20 pounds, and no heavy lifting and carrying more than 20 pounds. The department could not accommodate the restrictions.
Thank you, Amy. Rusher Kenna, go ahead, please.
Hi. The advisory panel recommends that the committee adopt as its recommendation the granting of Mr. Garcia's application. The panel noted his many decades of service and considered again the relevant date of January 2021 and coming to this conclusion. As to the right shoulder, as to all the body parts, and there are all too many, the permanent work restrictions are very numerous and the department cannot accommodate them. So a conclusion of incapacity as to each body part is quite appropriate. As to the right shoulder, both knees and back, there were a significant number of specific traumatic incidents for the right shoulder resulting in two surgeries, for the left knee resulting in surgery, for the right knee resulting in surgery, and as to the back, 10 significant traumatic incidents. The service connection as to those body parts is quite clear and persuasive. As to the neck, the medical examiner noted there were no documented incidents, but did conclude that the nature of his career and the heavy lifting and wearing of personal protective gear associated with that career aggravated underlying degenerative disc disease. The panel does not disagree with that, but notes that there is even stronger evidence as to all the other body parts in terms of service connection, and so has come to the recommendation it has come to.
Thank you, Russ. I see his attorney is here. Would you like to identify yourself and make a comment?
Ian Leslie for Mr. Garcia. No further comment. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Trustee Woosley, any comments or motion?
No comments, but I would make a motion to recommend approval.
Thank you. There's a motion by Trustee Woosley to grant a service-connected disability to Roberto Garcia, Fire Engineer, San Jose Fire Department. All in favor? And I second it. All in favor?
Aye.
That carries. Mr. Garcia, would you like to say anything before we say goodbye?
Yeah, thank you. It's good to see you, Captain Santos, early career to Station 5. I want to thank the committee, all your hard work. And I truly love the time I had. Wish it could have been longer. But thank you once again, and have a great day.
Well, thank you very much for your service. You know, not too many people are making almost 30 years today, so you're right there. So we really appreciate, and be safe and have a good retirement.
Thank you, sir.
Also, for the record, the last applicant, Mr. Fernandez, he had 2,008 pages.
Yes.
It's on and on. So it'll be in the consent calendar for the board to approve if they so desire. So with that, thank you, everybody. The next one we have here is Britt Giovasser Vazani, Battalion Chief, San Jose Fire Department, request for a change of status to a service-connected disability effective December 11, 2022, with 29.00 years of service. Is Battalion Chief here?
Sir.
Oh, that's you.
Right.
Welcome. And with that, we'll go to Amy.
The applicant's name is Brett Gervasoni. His classification is Battalion Chief. His attorney is Ian Leslie. His application is for a change of status to a service-connected disability retirement. The body parts listed on his application are bilateral shoulders, mid and low back, bilateral knees, and bilateral ankles and feet. His disability retirement application was received November 4th, 2022. His current work status is service retirement, effective December 11, 2022. His date of separation is December 10, 2022. His status at time of application was leave of absence. His status at time of separation was modified duty. Regarding permanent work restrictions, there's a long list, so I'll read the first few for the record. Low back, no prolonged standing and walking, no prolonged sitting greater than 1/2 hour. For both shoulders, no climbing of ladders, no heavy pushing and pulling greater than 20 pounds. And both knees, no prolonged standing and walking, no kneeling, crouching, and squatting. The department could not accommodate the restrictions.
Thank you, Amy. Rush Riquetta, go right ahead, please.
Hi. The events advisory panel recommends to the committee that it adopt as its recommendation the granting of this application. The panel noted the applicant's many years of service. The panel focused on the relevant date that of the date of separation, and it particularly is to the body parts of back and left knee that the panel bases its recommendation, and to a lesser degree on both shoulders. The panel is not basing its recommendation on the right knee or the ankles. As to the low back and also both shoulders and the left knee, the permanent work restrictions are sufficiently serious that the department cannot accommodate them. So a conclusion of incapacity as to each of those body parts is appropriate. As to the low back, there were specific incidents involving physical fitness that obviously is an important element of the job that resulted in an aggravation of underlying degenerative disc disease. The panel which concluded that is more than sufficient service connection. As to the left knee, there were specific incidents that resulted in the permanent work restrictions, again, supporting a conclusion of service connection. As to both shoulders, the medical examiner, Dr. Ishizui, a very a medical examiner with whom we've had much experience and have adopted many, many, many of his reports, relied on cumulative trauma in the absence of reported injuries, but or should I say documented injuries, but other injuries reported by the applicant during his examination with and reporting of history during his examination with Dr. Shizui. So there is certainly support for service connection for both shoulders, but there is even clearer support with respect to the low back and left knee. And accordingly, the panel came to the recommendation it has come to.
Thank you, Russ. Chief, you'd like to address us?
No, just thank you for your efforts and everything you guys do. I had a great career here. I love my job. I think it's one of the best jobs that there is for anybody to be able to give back and to feel good about yourself. And I walked out every day from that. There is a wear and tear aspect to it, but I think that's a given when I came into this profession and something that I accept.
They had just about 30 years, and I see you had 2,135 pages of medical. So yes. That's a career.
Yeah, in itself.
What battalion were we at?
When I was at the training center when I retired, but I ran out of Battalion 2 and Battalion 1.
Right. Thank you. All right. With that, Trustee Woosley?
I move to recommend approval.
Okay. There's a motion by Trustee Woosley to grant a service-connected disability to Battalion Chief Gervais Sani. And there's a second by Santos. All in favor?
Aye.
As that passes. With that, I really appreciate your service. Thank you. I hope you have a great retirement.
Thank you, sir.
Next, we have Elias Jurek, San Jose Police Officer, San Jose Police Department, request a change of status to a service-connected disability effective September 17th, 2022, with 27.32 years of service. Is Officer Elias here? Anybody have any knowledge of him?
He's on Zoom. װ     װ││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││
You may be on mute, but sounds like you're here. So with that, we'll go to Amy.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I can hear you.
No problem. Go ahead, Amy.
The applicant's name is Elias Urich. His classification is police officer. His application is for a change of status to a service-connected disability retirement. The body parts listed on his application are neck. His disability retirement application was received April 20th, 2022. His current work status is service retirement effective September 17, 2022. His date of separation is September 16, 2022. His status at time of application as well as separation was leave of absence. Regarding permanent work restrictions, there is a long list, so I'll read the first few for the record. No climbing or balancing, such as ladders or hills. No reaching at or above shoulder level. No heavy repetitive pushing or pulling, no twisting or rotating at the neck, no frequent bending of the head and neck, no heavy lifting or carrying over 20 pounds up to a maximum of 100 pounds at a variety of distances, and no handling or grasping. The department could not accommodate the restrictions.
Thank you, Amy. Rush Burketta, go ahead, please.
Hi. The panel recommends to the committee it adopt as its recommendation the granting of this application. The panel noted the applicant's many years of service to the city. The panel focused on the applicable relevant date and focused on the neck as the body part. You've just heard the permanent work restrictions and that the department cannot accommodate them, resulting in the conclusion that the applicant is incapacitated. As to service connection, we have the June 2021 incidents involving altercations with suspects that resulted in just a few months thereafter in significant neck spinal surgery. And unfortunately, that surgery had an unfortunate outcome, resulting in multiple surgeries to correct some of the consequences of the first surgery. And so as to service connection, the altercations, the specific traumatic events on the job, clearly indicate to the panel the existence of service connection, and noted that the doctor, the exam works doctor, Dr. Ishizui, also concluded that these incidents aggravated his underlying neck condition. So altogether, in light of the medical evidence, the panel came to the recommendation that it came to.
Thank you, Russ. Officer Jurek, would you like to address it before we make a decision?
Sure, thank you.
Any comments?
I just want to say thank you very much for the board and taking the time to listen to this. It's a long journey. As I told Dr. Zui and even mine, I've never thought for the wildest time that I would ever be sitting here, this way, leaving the PD this way, but things happen in life that I can't control, but I'm just glad to be here. And thank you so much for considering this.
Thank you. With that, I entertain a motion.
I so moved.
There's a motion by Trustee Woosley to grant Officer Jurek a service-connected disability. And there's a second by Santos. All in favor?
Aye.
That carries. Trustee Woosley?
I just want to thank you for your service, and I wish you the best in the future, a long and prosperous future at that.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, Pat.
Thank you, Officer. Appreciate your service. Be safe.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Next, we have Raul Miraga, fire captain, Santa Fe Fire Department. Request for a change of status to a service-connected disability retirement effective November 13, 2021, with 32.42 years of service. Is the captain here? Hi, captain. There you go. Amy, go right ahead.
The applicant's name is Raul Miraga. His classification is fire captain. His attorney is Todd Johnson. His application is for a change of status to a service-connected disability retirement. The body parts listed on his application are cervical spine, lumbar spine, right hip, left knee, and left ankle. His disability retirement application was received September 1st, 2021. His current work status is service retirement effective November 13th, 2021. His date of separation is November 12th, 2021. His status at time of application was leave of absence. His status at time of separation was total temporary disability. Regarding permanent work restrictions, there's a long list, so I'll read the first few for the record. Neck, no crawling due to neck extension to look up. No reaching at and above shoulder height. No heavy pushing and pulling. Low back, no prolonged standing, no prolonged walking, no prolonged sitting. Left knee, no prolonged standing, no prolonged walking, and no repetitive kneeling and squatting. Right hip, no prolonged standing, and no prolonged walking. The department could not accommodate the restrictions.
Thank you, Amy. Dr. Geta, go right ahead, please.
Hi, the advisory panel recommends that the committee adopt as its recommendation the granting of this application. The panel noted his many years of service, both for the city and for other agencies. The panel focused on the relevant date, and as to each of the body parts, neck, low back, right hip, left knee, left ankle, you've just heard Amy's summary of the many, many permanent work restrictions on each body part, which the department cannot accommodate, and therefore a conclusion of incapacity as to each body part is appropriate. And the panel so concluded. The service connection issue is also rather clear. Unfortunately, the applicant was subject to many, many traumatic incidents on the job, including falling of a ceiling at a fire, or his being subject to a ceiling falling on him at a fire in 2011, and numerous other incidents that either immediately or in the long run resulted in the various conditions that gave rise to the permanent work restrictions that you've heard. So the panel thinks it's very appropriate to recommend the granting of this application.
Thank you, Russ. Captain, would you like to address it before we make a decision?
Again, thank you for your time and for all your efforts and hard work, and it's been an honor to work for the city of San Jose, and the people here are amazing. And it'll be a very definitive, how would you say, outcome if I could be granted the disability.
All right. Trustee Woosley?
I make a motion to approve, or recommend approval.
There's a motion by Trustee Woosley to approve a service-connected disability for Captain Raul Mariaga. There's a second by Santos. All in favor?
Aye.
That passes. Now go to the consent calendar for the board to consider. The captain, obviously, you were there when I was there for a while. What station did you end up at?
I started out at 3 when you were still working, and then eventually promoted up the ranks, and I was a truck captain at Truck 2. Would go out occasionally on strike teams. My last strike team deployment was 2020 August of the Santa Cruz fires.
Yeah, so. Station 2 keep you busy.
Oh yeah,
2, 8, 16. We go on and on. Yeah, that was a
yeah.
That was a good working cruise. Well, the best to you,
thank
and
you.
Stay healthy. And thank you for your service.
Thank you so much.
Next, we have Bryant Washington, a San Jose police officer. Request for a change of status to a service-connected disability effective December 24th, 2022, with 27.22 years of service. Is the officer here?
Yes, sir.
All right, there you go. Okay. With that, Amy, go right ahead, please.
The applicant's name is Bryant Washington. His classification is police officer. His attorney is John Ferroni. His application is for a change of status to a service-connected disability retirement. The body parts listed on his application are left elbow, right hip, and left knee. His disability retirement application was received August 5th, 2022. His current work status is service retirement effective December 24th, 2022. His date of separation is December 23rd, 2022. His status at time of application was leave of absence. His status at time of separation was modified duty. Permanent work restrictions are as follows. For right hip, no repetitive stooping, bending, and climbing. No activities such as doing a full-out run to chase a suspect. Unable to adequately defend himself against an attacker. For left knee, no repetitive squatting, kneeling, climbing, or running. And no jumping over fences. The department could not accommodate those restrictions.
Thank you, Amy. Rush Burkett, go ahead, please.
Hi. The advisory panel recommends to the committee the granting of this application. The panel noted the applicant's many, many years of service as a police officer and focused on the relevant date that Amy mentioned. The panel bases its conclusion as to both body parts, the left knee and right hip. As to both body parts, Amy summarized the permanent work restrictions and noted the department cannot accommodate them, thereby resulting in a conclusion of incapacity as to both body parts. As to service connection, with respect to the left knee, there were multiple traumatic on-the-job incidents, resulting in 5 left knee surgeries, including a total knee replacement. So as to the left knee, the service connection in the eyes of the panel was clear and appropriate. As to the right hip, the panel noted that Dr. Pompan, who again we've had much experience with and have adopted many of his reports, looked to the concept of cumulative trauma for the right hip to find service connection, and in particular noted the many years Mr. Washington served both as a canine officer and as a range master, that in the consideration of Dr. Pompan contributed substantially to his the symptoms for his right knee that resulted in the permanent work restriction. I'm sorry, for the right hip that resulted in the permanent work restrictions for that body part. So so in the aggregate, particularly with respect to the left knee, the panel came to the committee to the recommendation that it has come to.
Thank you, Russ. Officer Washington, would you like to address us before we make a decision?
Oh, I just would like to say thank you for giving me the opportunity and getting me on this calendar. I appreciate it. You know, when I first started the academy, my intention was to go 30 years. And when I sit here and I listen to other folks that have been there 30 years, I fully understand the weight of what it takes to get to 30 years. So I did my best, and that's all I could do. And I just want to say thank you.
Thank you. Trustee Woosley?
I'd make a motion to recommend approval.
Okay, there's a motion by Trustee Woosley to grant Bryant Washington, Sands Lane PD, a service-connected disability. And I will second that. All in favor?
Aye.
That goes by. That is support. Officer, thank you, and we'll go to Trustee Woolsey.
Thank you, Brian. I don't know if you remember, but I worked a couple events with you and your dog, so thank you for all the time and all the work you put in.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. I appreciate it. I miss that dog.
All right, be safe. Have a good retirement.
All right, thank you very much.
I would say, Russ, what do you think about the, we have some really good, Isasui and Dr. Pompan do an excellent job with all their documentation.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
And they also bring judgment that I think is not always the case with other examiners, but that I think we benefit from the application of their judgment, their expertise, and experience.
No, I totally agree. Thank you, Russ. Like the last officer, 1,046 pages, a lot of documentation, which is helpful for us to make sure that we're granted those service-connected disabilities. Is there any public comments before we get ready to adjourn? Any proposed agenda items?
None. Are we confirmed for February 10th for our next meeting?
I was just getting ready to say, it's okay. Never overstate the chair.
Yes, sir.
There you go. So our next meeting would be February the 8th at City Hall. We'll come here at City Hall. But you come here on February the 10th at 10 o'clock. Unless 6th. We change. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, February 6th for the board meeting. I think you mentioned that.
I'm sorry, 6th. Yeah. That's why I got glasses. Yeah. Thank you for that correction. That is, of course, that's 9 o'clock. Then we come back here on the 10th, unless something has to change. So with that, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.